God, I remember my first hit. So we're back here again. You're listening to Ashaholics, brought to you by the Julieland Universe. And I brought back my favorite little stoner chick, Phoenix Ascani. We're sitting over here getting high as fuck. Thank you, LA Speedweed, for the weed shit. Welcome back, girl. How have you been?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm high. I got problems. I'm high as fuck.
That's why I'm doing well.
Right? So we got a little serious on our last time you were here just to get to know you. And this time we're just, you know, anything goes on this podcast. So we usually talk about sex, drugs, rock and roll. So we're going to talk about a few of those things with
things
you.
Things I hate.
First, drugs.
I was just going to say the same thing. First, drugs.
I don't know if you consider weed a drug. I mean, technically it is by government standard, but I don't consider it one. Yeah, it's medicine.
It's medicine. Nature's Tylenol.
So is Xanax. So is heroin. Ew. So is cocaine. So.
Nature's Tylenol. Yeah.
What kind of weed do you like to smoke?
I tend to lean towards sativa dominant hybrids, but I jump around a little bit. Always down for some OG Kush, you know, whatever.
Love me
but,
some OG Kush.
But I like Skywalker a lot. It's a great indica.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Recently, I got that, the LA Speedweed, was it UK Cheese? And the Green Crack.
Named both after Samantha really, Bentley.
But yes, no, yes, so good.
Literally.
UK Cheese. No, it's great. It smells kind of cinnamony. It's really nice.
Ooh. And sounds like Samantha.
The Green Crack is also really great for like creative energy. And I like to write and I like to smoke sativas before I like clean or work out. So Green Crack is like awesome for that. It's like going into Super Saiyan mode.
Super Saiyan mode. I love
Dragon
it.
Ball Zero.
How do you like to smoke your weed? Are you vaporizer, blunt? You know, how do you do it?
Usually glass or paper. Okay. It really depends. I smoke out of up until recently, like a week ago, I broke one of my favorite bowls, and I'm so bummed.
What was its name? Everybody names their glass pieces.
This particular one, I've since changed the name, because it was like a personal thing. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, don't be shy.
Oh, come on.
But it's Luke Pipewalker.
Luke Pipewalker. I really like that.
But yeah, it was just so pretty, and I broke it, and
have you replaced it yet? Maybe that's where
I have
to
go get a new
podcast.
One like today, and I've been smoking a lot of blunts and bongs, I guess. Like,
you've been hanging out with Lexi Bell too much. That's all she does.
Blunts and bongs.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Things that start with B.
How old were you when you started?
The first time I ever smoked weed, I was 17, but I didn't start smoking regularly until I was closer to... Like, regularly until I was closer to 21, 22.
I started smoking regularly when I moved to California. And I think it's just the availability.
But how old were you
when
you started?
But...
Let's see, the first time I tried smoking weed, I was 14, and I didn't smoke again until I was about 16. Because, you know, you can get out of the house by then. You have a car. Mm-hmm. and I would smoke, you know, every once in a while, maybe like once or twice a year. And
it used to be so much less available.
When I was 19, I was dating this stoner guy. So I would smoke maybe like once a week with him. But I didn't start smoking every day until I started coming to California. Mm-hmm. And my vacations here, because, you know, I would come from work or I would come here for work part time. My vacations here, I would just be stoned for 2 weeks straight and then I'd go home and I wouldn't smoke. And then I'd come back here and I'd be stoned again. And so when I moved here, I made sure I got my card and did all that shit. And now I'm smoking all the time.
Oh, my basically. God. And you know, this is the gateway drug.
Well, I actually did other drugs. I did more of other drugs before I started smoking.
I'm smoking meth right now.
You've been hanging out with Bentley a little too much.
Oh. Okay. My teeth are currently falling out of my skull.
You've been hanging around with Bentley a little too much.
But your words, your enunciation is perfect. I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
Just smoking it through my butthole. It goes to the bloodstream faster.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why do I... Trying to get the visual of that out of my head.
You can never unsee that. Even
I don't even know how. Like,
I don't even know how I'm doing anal anymore.
For some reason, after that, I just pictured an incense stick sticking out of my ass.
Exactly. I'm just.
No, I have a famous bong. Have you met my share bear?
I don't think so. I remember smoking out of a bong at your house, but who knows if it was the same one?
You know, I have no idea. I have three different bongs at my house. I have. the Blue Destroyer, which is like, he's a one hitter quitter, man. He's just got this huge smoke reservoir at the bottom that will fuck up your whole world. And I have this really cute, inviting purple bong that I've stuck a Care Bear over. And
inviting.
I call him Share Bear.
Purple is very inviting.
Because Share Bear just sits there and looks all sweet and innocently at people that don't really smoke or have never smoked. And eventually, after Share Bear, you know, serenading them for an hour, they're like, well, okay, I'll try and hit it from that. So,
because it looks so harmless.
It does.
I'm not doing a drug. I'm just...
I hate bongs, though. I can't attempting smoke out of bongs.
You don't like bongs? What do you like? You like joints.
They can be harsh for
joints.
Some people.
I last time I smoked out of bong, it got me sick. And I passed, got sick. Like, the smoke went into my stomach, so it, like, got me sick.
That can happen, too, especially, you got to remember to change that bong water. Mm-hmm. If you smoke a bong and that water just looks way too dirty, like, I once got, like, a real bad, like, weird cold or something.
You guys are...
I don't like dirty bong water. Yeah. I keep my water clean all
keep
the time.
That water
you guys
clean.
Are experts on this, and I'm a...
I want a jet water pipe for that
This
reason.
Is definitely something I know very little about, but I got a question. So how is the difference between smoking weed and then doing edibles or something like that? Is there any difference to that, or, you know,
edibles
you take the
usually...
same pot and do it in an edible and do it in a weed.
Edibles are
smoking.
Usually made out of indica because they're stronger. Most of the edibles are made with oils that, you know, have been infused to bake with, whether it's the butter or the oil itself.
Okay.
And they tend to be
they made that
stronger.
Right.
They hit you a little less slow and they last longer. And I can't myself eat edibles because I just turn into this sleeping zombie for like 3 days. Because my problem
makes
is that
makes you too groggy.
Yeah, my problem is that you know, they're great for pain and things like that.
Oh,
people
yeah.
who have a lot of pain. But when I eat edibles, I get the munchies, and all I have fucking to eat is edibles. So I screw myself over so bad every single time. And I wait for the high to come because it takes a little while to kick in. And so I'm like smoking bowl after bowl.
It
and
definitely
then,
affect. Yeah, you definitely smoke. The green while you're waiting for edible kick in. And then you also have to consider if you've already eaten or if you're going to eat.
And I have another dumb question.
That has to do with how fast it kicks in.
Since you guys are two wonderful, beautiful, professional women, does smoking pot help or hinder the sex life?
I really like weed because I do have a high sex drive, but it goes in like this weird roller coaster wave. You know, I'm a woman with hormones and like crazy stuff, and I'm essentially crazy. But weed makes me hungry, happy, and horny, and usually in those order, like that whole order.
Yep.
Is that the way you are, Phoenix?
I'm gonna agree with that, but it's definitely stimulating. Like,
does it make you think sex? Does it make the sex better?
I like to smoke weed before I buzz one out with my Itachi. I like to smoke weed before I fuck. It's like a ritual, man.
A bong in one hand and a Hitachi in the other kind
I'm
of a thing?
Very high
I don't know.
Stress.
That's more of like a joint in my hand and just like...
Yes, exactly. I'm a very high stress person.
I'm humping the chair right now, just so everyone knows.
Weed really helps that out. It helps calm me down. It helps me focus more on other things, which include my sexual needs.
And like with just physical, like you said, like physical pain, like especially in our line of work, we get really sometimes tired
it's
or sore.
P90X, like it's a workout every single day at work.
We are athletic sexercisers.
But would you say it's better to smoke before you have sex or after you have sex?
Both. I love smoking
but not
after
during.
Sex. Oh, no, I'll do it during, too. You pass me a bowl, I'm going to fucking hit it.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely hit a bowl while being fucked doggy style.
Yeah. But like, hold on.
Or like you reach for the blunt, like, hold on, I'm going to relight this. Don't move my leg. I'm trying to hit it.
I don't want to burn myself. Wait. So we've talked about drugs. We've talked a little bit about sex. Now let's talk about music. What kind of music are you into?
I like a pretty wide variety, but I tend to listen to anything from like heavy metal to Pink Floyd to like Kendrick Lamar.
Give me your top five favorite artists at this moment, just off the top of your head. Not of all time, because you,
and not
I,
in any
if
order.
You're like me, it changes.
Yeah,
all
I
the
definitely
time.
Can't give like a specific order, but like bands that I like always, pretty much always love, would be Pink Floyd, Black Sabbath, the Deftones. I'll always have a soft spot for Alkaline Trio, no matter how.
Oh my God, me too, and I
become.
Hate to admit it.
and I'll always, always love throwing back like old Saves the Day. Like I'll always have that little pop punk side to me.
I have.
So when I was younger, I was like way into pop punk, but then I got like real into like weird like new metal and metal
right.
and all that stuff.
When you say pop punk, give me some bands.
I mean like bands that aren't really punk rock, but they're like. poppy bands that are, dude, old Offspring Smash is great. Like, old Offspring is awesome.
Green Day, would you call that Green Day as well? Or would
I like Green Day before they went mainstream.
Yeah, but I was never huge into Green Day. Like Brain Stew is an awesome song. If I was a stripper, I would fucking grind my pussy in your face to Brain Stew because that song is awesome. But like, I don't know. I was listening to a lot of the stuff that was just like kind of catchier or more accessible when I was much younger. And when I was 13, I really liked Everclear.
We all went through
it. It's okay. You were 13.
My dad, you know, was always playing, you know, Beatles. Obviously, the Beatles are one of them, too. Beatles, Floyd, Zeppelin, Van Halen, whatever.
You know, we came from a Midwest home. Of course, my God. You heard those
Speaking
all the time.
Speaking of Van Halen, slight anecdote. I was doing Enema the other day, and
I put on
Panama because in my head it was Enema. Enema. So that's my new Enema song.
I really, really, really enjoy Enema.
I'm sure David Lee Roth appreciates that. The next time he's getting fucked in the ass, he'll appreciate it even more.
I tweeted that at Colin Kane and he had nothing to say. Either grossed him out too much or he just couldn't follow
and
you,
Colin has unfortunately blown up to the point where he doesn't even answer my tweets.
He probably
anymore.
Gets way too many tweets
he gets
to begin
so
with.
So many.
You mentioned Pink Floyd couple times. What Pink Floyd do you like?
Dark Side of the Moon, but I really like to watch. Me and my best friend who still lives in Chicago, or my best friend and I, love to watch the live at Pompeii videos on YouTube because they're just. They're long, but they're so beautiful. Like, we smoked and we took a. If anyone watches Girls, you know that scene where Lena Dunham and her friend take that bath together. Like, we did that when she came out to LA and visited me, and we just put on Dark Side of the Moon.
It's a genius record.
And lit candles and sat in the bathtub, and we were like just hugging and kind of like happy tears crying, not like bawling, but like, I'm in your life, and we're going through a lot of the same things, but we're across the country from each other. And,
right.
I was just doing that last week.
And then I turned to her and I said, it's like our hearts are connected by a big fucking gay rainbow.
That record will never get tired ever.
Oh, I love it so much.
They could play it like 100 years from now, it'll still be great.
Okay, my love. Well, how much time do we have left? I always feel like my time is so short.
Couple more minutes.
With her.
Do you like
and
ASAP
it makes me really
Rocky?
Sad. I love bad bitches. Actually, a white boy was the one who introduced me.
That's awesome.
And I'm shocked still to this day. I listen to a lot of eclectic groups of music. I mean, when I was growing up, my mom was into Pearl Jam, Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
You know, all the old rock stuff, Led Zeppelin, so on
really
so forth.
Old
Nirvana.
Shit.
My mom loved Nirvana. My mom, I blame
oh,
my
yeah,
mom
I
for
love
my grunge
90s music.
Side.
I love Alice in Chains is yes, actually, to go back to my top five. I might have
you know
to
song,
edit that out. I would even put Alice in Chains ahead
you know
of
the song,
Trio.
The best that. Stripper song, Alice in Chains, It Ain't Like That.
I think I stripped
best
that.
Best stripper song.
I want to cover sure. I want to cover Nutshell.
Great
acoustic.
Record. Great song.
So yeah, Jar of Flies and no, I want someone else to play the guitar and I'm going to say so Jar of Flies is awesome. Allison? I actually even like their new album, dude. Like that dude sounds just like Layne Staley.
But it's also the strength of as much as Layne was a genius and it was a big
He's
part
such
of the
a pretty
but
man.
Jerry
always wanted to go more mainstream with
but
it.
But Jerry
and
was
that's what he's doing now.
Yeah, but Jerry was also the genius behind it all anyways. I mean, he really
it's,
was.
You it, can hear it in the music.
That's why the music is still good cuz it's still Jerry.
That single though Stone, yeah. The lyrics, everything about it just brilliant. And then I forget that what's the next is it Voices or whatever. The first lines are, who am I? Is this me?
But what,
like, how fucking existential.
But the thing right? I just watched like a month ago was, I stayed home one day, I was working, and I put on YouTube, you can play the entire MTV Unplugged Alice in Chains.
Oh, their Unplugged is so
good. I always tell people, you just got to sit and watch that, and you see how brilliant they were. And that whole performance just shows exactly how brilliant they were and how... As a band, it was just amazing. And then you also can look at Layne seeing how fucked up he was.
They're coming to LA in like September, I think. Yeah. I gotta get tickets. I gotta get tickets. Like,
see, I'm
now.
Going to Burning Man in September. But
I thought Burning Man was in August.
It ends September 3rd.
What are the exact dates?
August 26th to September 3rd.
God. After oh, my God.
Birthday. It's after. What are we going to do for your birthday?
I think I kind of want to have a metal show. I was talking to possibly Chad, Elva, and Danny Wild's band about playing.
Go out
They're
to,
sort of...
Go to see Steel Panther?
No.
Electro meets metal...
Yeah, I like their stuff. And they always do really creative videos. I love their music video that
both,
our mutual friend shot of them where they have these tiny little plastic Guitar Hero guitars, but they're just like raging out with them and then they
and
end up like
blood,
smashing them everywhere. There's blood everywhere. They have an armless drummer girl, which happens to be Lily LeBeau, who you know of, and she's banging on the drums with her head and it's done really
They all subscribe to the same kind of crazy, I think. And,
yeah, they do.
But they both have really cool, eclectic... and sometimes guilty music interests. And what I love about this project so much is they're going to do really big things with it, but they're pouring what they love into it and being true to themselves. They're making the music that they want to make that they never got to do.
No,
and now they're
sure.
like, this awesome, we get to do this. And that's why they care so much about everything going into, you know, from the art to the video to not now they're, you know, finishing up writing and going to record this record. I love watching... And with other friends, there are musicians and bands. I love watching them grow and evolve.
Right.
But this is so cool to see two awesome guy friends that are really just doing their thing.
My biggest complaint, and actually a lot of the reason why I stopped going to shows, because that's all I used to do in school, is go to shows and like end up in the mosh pit.
What was your first show?
I really don't want to admit what my first show
Dude,
was.
Dude, mine's embarrassing too. It's fine.
Mine was Taking Back Sunday, but
mine's
they fucking
way
killed
worse.
It.
Mine
killed
is
it.
Way worse.
What was yours?
Do you guys remember who the A-Teens were?
Yeah.
My first concert was a Disney Radio free concert at a pavilion in the Chicago suburbs.
That's
followed shortly thereafter by Vans Warped Tour, which changed my life because I went with a friend to see fucking Good Charlotte because I used to cut out pictures of Benji and Joel Madden and put them on my notebooks. As I thought that they were amazing. I was like 12. This is before I got into like heavier music. I was listening to the really poppy stuff. But I had just graduated from Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, but I was still definitely jamming.
It took you a while.
I was jamming the Britney. I mean, I graduated from them when I was like 11. But I mean, this is the end. Having Backstreet Boys in it was amazing.
Right. Well, okay. What I was actually.
Oh, sorry.
What I was going on to say, Dick over here. My biggest complaint about music and why I stopped going to a lot of shows is because so many of these new artists and these new bands out there. Aren't doing it for the passion of music. And you can tell
it's
in their
not the same, especially heavy music. It's not the same
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly. They, and it's really, really means something to me when I can go to a show and there's a lot of crowd interaction. You can tell that the performers just love doing what they're doing. They absolutely love it. They're not just in it for the girls or the fame or the band name or whatever douchey fucking reason Samantha Bentley's boyfriends usually do it for. But, you know, like they have a real passion. And so, you know, it's on the same note. It's like really cool to see friends who love doing what they're doing and stick to their likes.
Even
and
if
don't
it sucks.
Perform in any way.
Even if it sucks.
I mean, even if it They're sucks, rad. But as you can tell they have a passion. That's you can always tell.
Ugh.
I would even watch like you
What's
know.
What's passion? He said.
Yeah, he's like, "What's passion?"
Can you spell that again?
Le passion.
Do you know how? Do you have passion?
Me, I have passion for nothing.
You want to know what's awkward though? When I used to cut out pictures of that dude from Good Charlotte.
And then you had sex with him later on.
No, better than having sex with him. Not having sex with him, but going to a pool party. And we have mutual friends, I guess. I see him and he asks, I don't know, a friend of mine, I talked to him for a second. I see him look over at me and I'm like thinking in my head, like 12 or so years ago, I thought you were like the hottest dude ever. And now I'm half a foot taller than you.
Yeah. I kind of had the same epiphany when I met Dave
Navarro.
I
used to think.
I knew you were going to
say. Oh my God,
okay,
yes.
So growing up, of course, you know, listening to my mom's music, I was like, oh my God, Dave Navarro. And
now it's like, oh, it's just Dave.
I used to watch his reality TV show and I used to like fantasize about being put between him and, you know, Carmen Electra. But I met Dave through Aiden Ashley in my first AVN, and I kind of like got nervous fangirl. Like, you know, when you see somebody famous and you know, you grew up in the Midwest fantasizing about them and you knew you'd never meet them.
Like, and all of a sudden, God,
you fucking run into him.
Holy shit.
And so I see him and the first thing I do is ignore him. And I was like, hey, Aiden Ashley, who are you? You're really hot. I want to bang you. And he was like, oh, hi, I'm Dave Navarro. And I was like, I know who you are. And we actually like got to know each other a little. And I was just like, man, I can't believe I fangirled out on you my whole life, because you're just so a normal dude like every other person.
That's when your mom was
look at 1991 photo of Dave Navarro. That's an that's a great shadow.
You know, he's a very, very pretty man, but
you know what, short. You know what I will say about Dave is he takes really good care of himself.
He does
other
take
than
care of himself.
How much he smokes on stage, but like
but he also has a, this
but
one,
I mean for like
when for a heroin addict, he takes really good care of himself.
When you've been used to a touring musician that long and you're physically
in your 40s and you've been doing heroin your whole life.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I definitely agree. Look at Perry.
Show me
the
your
same
heroin
way.
Six pack.
No, I'm saying same thing with that thing right? We could never under imagine. Like, even with Perry, was like, these guys are doing the craziest drugs in the world. God, they look good. Like,
I mean,
what's the trick?
Even their, like, I saw
it's
the Jimmy.
All the fucking, the fountain of youth.
I saw their Jimmy Kimmel live performance when they did it. What was it? Maybe like last year sometime. And it was funny to watch it and even to go back and watch the playback. And, you know, I'll always respect and love this band. But in this particular live performance, I asked Dave, because he invited me backstage. I asked Dave, I go, does your back hurt from carrying the team? Because you sounded fucking great. But where was everybody else on that performance? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I know. I was disappointed in it too. You know, whatever else. But I mean, he also has this ability that I think
he knows
really,
how to shred.
He knows how to shred, but and from a social aspect, he can meet you once and remember your name.
Yeah,
he's
and
very
especially if
polite,
you're a cute
charismatic
girl.
Person.
Especially if you're a cute girl.
But he handles himself well with fans in public too.
Exactly,
you know,
he's very nice.
You know, thank you. I'm sorry, I'm with my friends.
Maybe
right
you can
now.
Get him on as a guest.
He's not.
Maybe not.
Maybe we'll
it's been a while
see. We can
since
make
I
a call
him.
Or two.
He probably won't do anything for me.
Yeah, I bet he would. Could not say no.
I bet he would. No, I really bet he would. Because we spend so much time just like making fun of each
other. He uses like the same oil product in his hair, Moroccan oil, as I do.
That's awesome.
I'm talking about hair one day and I was like, why am I talking about fucking hair products with Dave Navarro? Is this my life?
That's your life.
There are so many bigger things in the world.
There's so many incidences that I've been stuck in these 3.5 years that if you would have asked me if it would have been happening, I would have never believed you. Well, again, it was great to have you, my love. I hope we...
thank you for having me.
We can go find some more trouble to get into someday. And everybody else, thanks for joining us. And I hope you join us again. This has been Ash Hollywood. Phoenix, please give us your...
Holics.
Ash Holics.
At Phoenixaskani.
See, she's already...
Follow me for nudes and jokes.
She can spell.
A porn star who can spell.
Phoenix
oh,
Ascani.
That's the first
just
time
remember
we've
that when you're spelling Phoenix, a lot of people like to think it's P-H-E. It's not a thing. Okay,
I'm
look at a map.
Of that, but I know it's
look
not
at a map of Phoenix, Arizona. It's the same fucking thing.
Right? All right, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Ash Hollywood or on the pages of ashgirl.com. And I'm out.
Later.